producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though. So.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Seemed to go all right. But a minute and 12 seconds into the launch, something went wrong, and the report is that the vehicle exploded.
The crew of the Space Shuttle Challenger honored us for the manner in which they lived their lives. We will never forget them, nor the last time we saw them this morning, as they prepared for their journey and waved goodbye and slipped the surly bonds of Earth to touch the face of God.
Oh, that was 30 years ago today. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded on liftoff, flying up into the sky there. And I'll remember it like it was yesterday. I was on campus in Atlanta at university there, and it was a blue day, and I just heard somebody, you know, did you hear? And then immediately everybody went into the main areas where there were televisions running, and we watched this thing just in a little bit of a state of disbelief. Super Don, you with me, my friend? You remember where you were on 1986 on this date?
I am. I was, let's see, this is January of 86. That would have put me as, I was definitely in high school. I think I may have been, let's see, senior. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a senior in high school in January of 1986. I do remember it. I mean,
Did they make an announcement in the loudspeaker?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you had the, you know, back then they had the TV. I don't know if they still do this, but, you know, yeah. You got the rolling carts with the TV and the VCR on it, and everybody was crowded around watching what was going on.
Yeah, it was a bizarre event at that time. I remember a teacher, I think it was Sally Ride, going up in that one. There were the controversy of O-rings.
It was Christy McAuliffe.
Oh, was it Christy McAuliffe? Yeah,
that's right. Yes.
Okay, and I just remember that as clear as day. That there's one of those events in your life that you know where you were. Like folks that were in earlier generations knew exactly where they were when JFK was shot. So there we go. 30 years later, I can't imagine it's 30 years now.
Dude,
wow.
You're getting old.
I know. It's incredible.
First, you were in college, so you're older.
Yeah,
than me.
A little bit. Yeah. I do have more gray than you. You got more hair than me, so.
It's all good, right?
Yeah, it's all good. It all balances out somehow. Oh, my God. Hey, this hour, we got John Rappaport scheduled, my good friend, investigative journalist, and he's just nailing everything, you know, when he writes about it, just in ways that no one else does it like John Rappaport. And I wish more would, but picking up on the value that he is to all of us in terms of how he views things and writes on it. So we're going to talk about the Zika virus, the so-called Zika issue. Is it real? Is it another scam, the virus hunters? Also, we might talk a little bit more about his article from yesterday on uranium under the ground there in Oregon, in southern Oregon, how that plays a part as well. And whatever else comes up with John, we have a great time together. Last hour, of course, Cheryl Chumley, Jonathan E. Mord, and Norm Singleton chimed in on a lot of different stories. You can always get the archives at GCN. That's the first place they appear. And then Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. And, of course, Epic Times with Jerry Doyle and UK Health Radio. And great sources out there. Also, we now have the SoundCloud activated, Super Don. How do we explain that to folks, what the SoundCloud is?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to be providing people the ability to not just download the shows, but actually be able to actually play them on the website. We're working on this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the archives, I know we've been having some issues with the archive situation, and I appreciate everybody's patience on that. We are working on a new system here where it's going to be even easier to access and be able to listen to the Robert Scott Bell website.
Yeah, at robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends. You'll be able to share the shows much easier, too. For those of you who say, hey, man, did you hear what happened on the show? You got to hear this or whatever guest I had. You know, that, we want to make it easier for you. We realize that you guys are loyal and dedicated, and you'll track it down, even if sometimes you get frustrated with us being behind technological times. But we're working on getting it up to speed there. So thank you all for all that you do to support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And please remember, say thanks to those wonderful sponsors that make this possible, too.
You can actually see an example of what we're talking about right now. If you go to the website, there's a tab up at the top for our episodes of The Doc of Detox.
Oh, that's right.
And you can actually get an idea of what it is that we're talking about, what we're going to be working with.
Yeah, Detox of Fridays with Dr. Daryl Wolf. And
that's right.
I got another good plan for him, man. We are going to get into some serious healing training tomorrow on the air. Also, might hear from my mom. I'm going to reach out to her because she turns 82 tomorrow.
Aww.
And I think it'd be always good to have a mom update on the birthday. That'll be fun. See if I can track her down. If she doesn't say no.
If she isn't too busy dancing, right?
Right, exactly. No, honey, I'm going out dancing. Can't do it. Maybe I'll have to get her on early. All right, we'll see where that goes. All right, robertscottbell.com. Notes are up. And the Zika virus is on the minds of a lot of folks. We're going to talk with John Rappaport about it a little more, too. I want to get a perspective on what the networks are saying. We got Fox and CNN often at odds politically. We'll see. One may be panicking, one may be not, but I'm not real clear on that. Let's see which is which. This first one comes from CNN. Let's see what they're reporting on the so-called Zika outbreak.
What we know right now is that for the vast majority of people, that is essentially people who are not pregnant, that Zika virus is a pretty mild infection, and actually the majority of people don't have any symptoms.
Okay, that's interesting. Oh. CNN is not causing a panic there. It's acknowledging that for the most majority of people, there's no issue. No issue at all.
That's no sensationalistic, verbiage or Fox News alerts or any. I said Fox News alert. Is that what we have next?
Yeah, you're right. We better check it out because Fox might have a different perspective on this.
The Zika outbreak is growing at such an alarming rate. This emergency committee is being asked to figure out how to best deal with an international response. And in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention giving us an update this hour is as to what is happening here.
Wow. Is that a change in tone between CNN and Fox on that one?
Golly, this explosive.
Emergency.
Urgent. Emergency meeting.
Wow.
Yeah, and CNN's like, most people aren't even going to know they had any symptoms. Right?
Yeah, and far be it for me to, like, give CNN props, but I have to say their reporting was a little bit better than Fox on this one. They weren't going the sensationalized route here. Now, they're claiming this virus, which is spreading all around the world, is, you know, due to mosquito-borne vectors, right? And it's the virus that's causing this strange cephalopathy of some kind where, you know, the genetic abnormalities causing these heads, these babies to be deformed and such. And what do I do? I call BS on stuff like this. And it's, you know, partly because of the discussions I've had over many years that John Rappaport has been my friend. By the way, if you can, Ben, get him on the line and tell me when he's with us. We're going to get John up here in a moment. But the idea that the virus is the cause is a convenient, what would we call it, ruse to distract you from the actual cause of these horrible situations happening among babies, for instance. And there are a couple of stories here that are indicating some other things. One relates to, the virus, what they're not telling you. And I've got this linked up, hopefully in the show notes. If not, it'll be added shortly. I think it's there. But the genetically modified mosquitoes. We've had some controversy about them wanting to release GM mosquitoes in the Keys, for instance, in Florida. But that's one possible connection here. Another may be related to the Tdap, which is a vaccine, tetanus, diphtheria, and acellular pertussis. And it seems to be in populations where they mandate this or really push it heavily among pregnant women, of course, that they're seeing these genetic abnormalities manifest. Yet, how can the mainstream media, who goes lock, stock, and barrel for Big Pharma, where their major ad money comes from, and of course government agencies, the money that goes back and forth there, how could they actually come out and maybe acknowledge that the vaccine could be the real vector? No, it's much easier to blame a virus and then go after mosquitoes, and what will they do to do that? Well, maybe we'll bring back, I don't know, DDT. That didn't hurt anybody. To report on that, we got a couple of minutes here before our first break. My good friend, investigative journalist John Rappaport is back. John, how are you, my friend?
Man, busy, busy, busy with this Zika freak out.
The Zika freak out, I'm telling you. Bring back DDT, right?
Yeah, right, right. Bring back DDT. Well, they're bringing back some pretty horrendous stuff.
It is, though, the playbook. We've been talking about it. You've been writing about it for years. The virus hunters are at it again. We've got to distract from other environmental sources, causes, medical, vaccination, genetically engineered components, so many things that they're not bringing up in the mainstream reporting, just pointing on a virus and the vector being mosquitoes. So what are we going to do? Vaccinate you? We don't have one yet. But, hey, we can spray and kill mosquitoes. What kind of neurological deficit might that cause?
You got it. We've been talking about this, Robert, for so long, you and I, so many shows, so many years. And I think by this time, the global audience is much more ready to understand. The virus is the cover story. The virus is the cover story.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they sell a lie. And under the surface, look at this like an intelligence agency operation. You've got to have a cover story before you have an op. You have to know how you're going to cover things up. And when you get death and destruction as the op, then you roll in the cover story of the virus. Oh, it's all a virus. It's all a virus. No, the virus never caused any problems before, but now all of a sudden we say it's just horrendous. Small baby heads, brain damage, oh yes, oh yes, and people salute that cover story, but it's a fake all the way down to the ground. You and I have documented it
mm-hmm.
so many times with so many different so-called epidemics, and it's the same scenario in every case.
Well, let's lay this one out in real time here as we're covering the Zika virus like nowhere else in broadcast media. John Rappaport, my friend from NoMoreFakeNews.com. He's so gracious we get to publish his articles as well at RobertScottBell.com. Links back as well. And again, could it be the Tdap vaccine in pregnancy? Could it be genetically engineered mosquitoes? What other environmental causes could this be? And in how many cases is this so-called virus even present when they have these brain abnormalities?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
The power to heal meter is spiking. Why? Because John Rappaport's back. You know him from NoMoreFakeNews.com, longtime friend and contributor to this show, as well as so much through NoMoreFakeNews.com. He wrote an article yesterday on the uranium link back to the Clintons and what's going on in Oregon. But right now we're talking about his writings and research in the realm of the Zika virus, including some other articles we want to reference now to say, what is really going on? Is it the same playbook we've been covering for years, or are there nuances to this one?
So what I've got here, Robert, is a new article that I'm just finishing up, second article on Zika. So I've identified six factors, none of which have anything to do with the virus, that are highly significant here. And the first one is pesticide use in Brazil. They use more pesticides there than any nation in the world. And some of these are banned in 22 other countries because they're that toxic, right? So I found a study. People can see it when I posted the article. And basically what it says is that with two pesticides, both of which are being used in Brazil, atrazine and metolachlor, you get, quote, small head circumference. There it is. That's what they're talking about. Microcephaly, small head circumference in babies. And that is one of the major characteristics of those pesticides. But it goes a lot farther than that, because in Brazil, you also have giant corporations, the ones that everybody's familiar with, like Monsanto and so forth, and they're manufacturing pesticides there. And there's now legal action being taken against those companies because of leaks from containers, used containers, and workers working with, you know, God knows, hundreds of thousands of these pesticide containers. So this is a key factor that's being overlooked here, one of the six. And then, of course, we do have this vaccine, right? TDAP, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis. And in 2014, the Brazilian ministry, and I'm quoting now from a study at the U.S. National Library of Medicine, in late 2014, the Brazilian Ministry of Health announced the introduction of TDAP vaccine for all pregnant women in Brazil. So, I mean, this is the target group, and these are the women who are giving birth to babies with smaller heads and brain damage, and the recommendation for them to take this vaccine was recent, 2014. And it turns out, of course, as usual, no real safety studies have ever been done on this. And, in fact, quoting here Barbara Lowe Fisher, the manufacturers of influenza and TDAP vaccines state that human toxicity and fertility studies are inadequate and warn that the influenza and Tdap vaccines should, quote, be given to a pregnant woman only if clearly needed. So, I mean, you know, this is one of these vaccines that has no science behind it, potentially extremely toxic, and it's being given to that target population in Brazil. So these are just a couple of the factors here that have nothing to do with the Zika virus and that, you know, mainstream media are, as usual, refusing to cover.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, the Summer Olympics are scheduled for Brazil this 2016. Is that correct?
August, you bet.
Yeah. So they're going to be working on cleaning everything up, and this is going to be the fear. And, of course, that would engender more embracing, if you will, of any chemical cleansers to make sure that the world is welcome and they feel comfortable and safe there. But the opposite may be happening, as we've heard stories of the pollution in the waterways where some of these events are going to be held, already showing signs of illnesses anybody near or in those waters.
You bet. And what I'm seeing is the possibility that they're going to use this event. You know, you've got a global audience of, I don't know, how many billion people watching the Olympics on television?
Yeah.
They could use this to promote the Zika fear.
Sure.
The global pandemic.
Or mandate vaccines for everybody coming or if anybody on arrival. All right, we're going to take a break here. John Rappaport, my guest this hour, going where nowhere else in the broadcast media will go. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com. It'll also take you to nomorefakenews.com. Lots more broadcast healing to come after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's interesting the way the mainstream media is covering the Zika virus. On one hand, it could become an explosive pandemic, according to the BBC. On the other hand, one of our favorites, John, Anthony Fauci, Tony Fauci, he's saying, hey, not such a big deal. It's just mosquitoes. It'll just get control of the mosquitoes. So he's not, for once, pining for a new vaccine. Maybe he's got too many in the pipeline already.
Oh, boy, that's a shocker, huh? He's Mr. Vaccinated Everybody for Everything.
Yeah, I thought that was a bit little uncharacteristic of him, but maybe he thinks, I don't want in on that one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's ready to take a vacation, so, he doesn't want to be burdened with this one, too.
Yeah, well, and we covered the difference between CNN's reporting on this and Fox News. CNN was pretty calm, saying, most people aren't going to be affected if you're basically healthy, which is what you call a clue. The other one, Fox, alert, alert, emergency. So it's like, who's writing the script, who's reading the script, and that tells you what the story is. It's just they're making it up as they go along. Now, you mentioned Brazil. We mentioned the Olympics coming up. What could be the possible ramifications of an Olympic where a billion people focused on all eyes on Brazil in the summer, late summer? I guess they're in the southern hemisphere. It'll be late spring. I don't know what it'll be down there, but it's always warm and mild for that area. But the idea here, of course, would it be the perfect opportunity to promote technology, pesticides, vaccines, or will something else happen?
Yeah, I, of course, don't know the full answer to that, but a couple scenarios I could see. One is that they start to promote the Zika as some sort of global pandemic, you know, yet another one, and that frightens everybody. And, of course, they come in, who knows, they might magically rush a vaccine into production and say everybody's got to get vaccinated. And then, you know, they could just use this as an opportunity to show massive numbers of people getting vaccinated. To kind of, you know, by association say, well, this is the way to prevent all illness, and we have great vaccine programs down here, et cetera, et cetera. So I could look to see that kind of thing happening, too, at the Olympics. You know, it's a big promotional moment, and the medical people can get in there, and then they can divert attention away from the fact, and here's another factor in this so-called Zika phenomenon, and that is, you've got grinding poverty, generation to generation, severe malnutrition, and lack of basic sanitation in many areas, urban areas. And so when you've got that, you're going to get horrendous health effects of all kinds. I mean, disease effects of all kinds among people. And anything else that you introduce, like a vaccine or pesticide, et cetera, is just going to have multiple horrendous effects beyond what they would in a population where the nutrition was good. So they want to divert the attention from the environment down there as to what it's really like around the area of the Olympics. And so the Zika scare could be a good way to do that. And, you know, again, it's all about the virus, the virus, the virus.
Well, it's interesting out of Brazil, and one of the reports we're referencing here says over 4,000 babies now have been born in Brazil with shrunken brains since November of 2015. Brazil normally gets apparently approximately 150 cases like this a year as a birth defect, which means that there is maybe some type of spike that is occurring. So we're not going to deny that reality. It's just like when we've talked about for the years of people with immune deficiency that they categorize as AIDS. We've never said that immune deficiency isn't real. What we've argued is that the cause is not what they claim it is. And in this case, it's a similar pattern. That's why we see emerging the language of their matrix is very understandable, very readable. And once you see it, it's not rocket science. You don't even have to have a sixth grade education to see it. Now, they're focused their blame on this so-called Zika virus. And then there's historical precedent to say, no, that doesn't make sense. Because a significant percentage, a large number of the babies who died and had this brain abnormality had no Zika virus detected in their brain. None. So, of course, it's the cause except when it's not the cause. Right? Convenient.
Right.
And then they acknowledge it's been around since 1948 and it's never been known to cause birth defects, the so-called Zika virus. I mean, we go on and on here.
Exactly. That's a big one. You know, suddenly this virus that they say, well, you know, we've known about it for decades, it hasn't really caused a problem. Then all of a sudden, boom, you know, brain damage, smaller heads in babies. Hold on a second. You know, as if they have no need to explain this. I mean, it would be like saying, you know, the alarm clocks in your house have never caused a problem, but now suddenly you could get brain damage. And I mean, okay, tell us the story. How is that possible that all of a sudden now it's brain damage and it's smaller heads? And they have no story for that. They have no explanation. They never do. They just, you know, put it up there. It's just like a big sign on the highway, virus. And everybody salutes it and says, oh, yeah, virus.
Well, for the most part, those in the mainstream media, the corporate media, if you will, have not question, because when they did, they learned pretty quick that they would be out of a job. You know, Cheryl Atkinson, of course, case in point, how she asked all the right questions, but apparently they were the wrong ones if she wanted to keep her job in the media.
Yeah, that's, you know, an incredible story. Because most people assume that she was fired from CBS. She was virtually their only investigative reporter of note that I can recall. You know, it was all about her coverage of Fast and Furious and Benghazi and Hillary Clinton. And this is why they, you know, took her off the platform, and she was dissatisfied and resigned. But, you know, she exposed some incredible things about swine flu that were just amazing, such as the fact that the CDC stopped counting cases at the height of the so-called epidemic. They just didn't count them anymore. And the real reason behind it was is that all the lab tests, or the overwhelming majority, were coming back for people who would be most likely to have swine flu, no sign of swine flu or any other flu at all. In other words, the whole thing was a gigantic hoax. And then on top of that, the CDC announced that there were 22 million probable cases of swine flu in America. I mean, they just doubled down and told this, you know, astounding lie. Well, she exposed all that, and then they shut her down. The story was supposed to run on television, nightly news, the national news. It had been published on the CBS News website, but she wanted to get it on television. And at that point, the bosses over there just shut her down completely.
And that has been the pattern. Those that thought they were into it for the right reasons and were reporting and investigating and found out that the paymasters don't like it when you ask certain questions and dig into certain areas. And so we see that that pattern had emerged so significantly that they expect, in the case of the Zika virus, the pattern to emerge and be the same. Although the influence of the mainstream media has been waning. It's still there. We recognize that. But the rise of the new media, the independent journalists, the you know, what they call the blogs, independent websites, the social media, is causing chinks in that infallible program. And I think, you know, to see these articles come out before we can write them, before you can write them, is a good sign.
Absolutely. No question about it. And in the case of swine flu, people have to remember that was a victory, because people stayed away from the vaccine in droves. And that was not because of mainstream reporting.
Yeah.
That was because of, you know, the alternative press and the gigantic wave that was building, exposing the toxicity and dangers of vaccines, and also the hoax that swine flu, in fact, was. And so they suffered a major defeat. And they haven't really known what to do since then, because there's just too many people online who are doing research and reporting it. And I think it's likely to happen again with this Zika thing, because there's a lot of people that have jumped in very early and said, wait a minute, this story is all wrong.
In fact, that we're seeing that among the new media. Those that even in the new media would be reticent to cover it in this way are looking at it, and, you know, I'm sending your articles out and getting responses that were quite different than some years ago when they would just pay no attention to it. So there's no question that this is resonating among people that usually would not have opened their eyes or kept them open in this direction. That's a transformation. Now, a few minutes left. I want to talk to you about the Oregon situation, because there's still a lot of media that's not reporting on this one correctly either. And you dug down deep back to the Clinton years and uranium deposits. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is a much bigger issue than about so-called patriotic groups defending ranching versus the feds claiming it's federal land for protection.
Yeah. I found a story on IntelliHub. And I don't have the reporter's name in front of me, but he found a link to a government website page, the Bureau of Land Management, that indicated that in 2011, a company called Uranium One, which is a Canadian company at the time, were in talks with officials and citizens in that very general area where the standoff, Oregon standoff, has been, to open a uranium mine, Yellow Cake Mine. And that is gigantic, because it indicates another reason why the feds are so incredibly nervous and panicking over this whole thing, because they don't want this backstory exposed. And the story is that 20% of uranium production in the U.S. has been sold to Putin and Russia. And that happened through this Canadian company, Uranium One, which had uranium mines in the U.S. And Uranium One was sold to the Russians. So how did that occur? Well, during the period of all these negotiations to sell the company to Russia, donations were coming in from mining executives in Canada to the Clinton Foundation. And the Clinton Foundation was not reporting these donations, even though Hillary Clinton, who was then Secretary of State, supposedly made a deal with the White House saying that, you know, she was in no conflict of interest here, we're going to report all donations, but they didn't. And as the final cap on this, in order for this uranium deal to go through and for 20% of uranium production in the U.S. to be sold to Russia, astonishing is that?
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
You had to have State Department approval.
State Department approval. Hey, listen, John, hang in there. By the way, our friends in Australia, if your kangaroo is acting strangely, it might be more than constipation. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, wrapping it up with John Rappaport. NoMoreFakeNews.com. We've got a lot of his articles published here at RobertScottBell.com. Links are all up in the show notes. Tell your friends. I mean, you want them to see through these scary virus stories that are absolutely, I mean, when you step back and you analyze them the way John writes about them, absolutely baseless. I mean, if you were, you know, submitting this as a paper and somebody actually investigated what you wrote, they'd say, who wrote this? Go back. It's baseless, ludicrous, ridiculous. Now, coming back to the uranium story, the Clintons and all of that, and just a little wrap up there to help people understand, there's so much more than meets the eye than what the BLM is doing. I mean, these people don't even know what they're doing, nor why.
Exactly. Just before the break, I was indicating that in order for this uranium sale to go through to Russia, the State Department, as well as eight other agencies of the feds, had to approve it, and the State Department did. And, of course, Hillary Clinton was then the Secretary of State. So you've got all these connections in there. State Department, Clinton Foundation, uranium, selling U.S. uranium to the Russians and to Putin, basically. Part of the story was exposed, and then it sank like a stone. And then it turns out that in Oregon, right in the general area of the standoff, is where this company, Uranium One, in 2011, was negotiating to open a new uranium mine. So the last thing that the feds, who understand what's really happening, the last thing they want is any kind of focus or attention on this area, because look what was really going on there. Look at the whole issue and Hillary Clinton and the presidential campaign, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is a gigantic story that's being suppressed.
Yeah, and again, many other angles, as we've talked about, the international treaties, debt for nature swaps, UN scenarios where the feds don't even control it, but they're being charged with protecting it for international purposes or reasons. You know, you have trillions of dollars of debt. Somebody's going to want payment, and they know they don't want Federal Reserve notes because they know where that's going once the petrodollar collapses. So what do they want? They want land. They want mineral rights under the land. And it could be uranium. It could be oil. It could be natural gas. We don't know. But in the meantime, BLM and other federal agencies, much less ignorant sheriffs in that area, have no earthly idea why they're angry with these ranchers who simply want to graze the way they've grazed for generations.
Exactly. And China, by the way, is very hot on this idea of, you know, we don't want paper, we don't want money, we want properties in the U.S. in order to retire, you know, some of the debt that we're, U.S. debt that we're carrying. So they're hot on this gobbling up territory properties in the U.S. as well.
Yeah. Don't hear much from Australia, our friends down under, though. Question, though, you know, we talk about domestic terrorists. Could it be ranchers that want a ranch? What about in Australia? Could it be kangaroos with indigestion? Well, Super Don's got a story for us to wrap up that is absurd, silly, but could it be really dangerous for our Aussie brothers and sisters down under? Super Don, what is this about kangaroos exploding?
Well, you know, there's all kinds of crazy terrorism going out there. We've seen the shoe bomber, right?
Yes, yes.
And we've heard of the underwear bomber.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Kind of unusual. Well, apparently in Melbourne, Australia, they picked up a teenager who was apparently making plans to pack a kangaroo with explosives and set it loose on police officers.
What?
Yes.
How are they packing a kangaroo? Is this in the pouch, or is this like a coffee enema but a coffee bomb? What's going on there?
Well, you know, I don't have the exact plans here that he had drawn up for the kangaroo, but apparently the way it's worded is that he was caught talking with somebody, discussing packing a kangaroo with explosives, setting them off by the police, and apparently this was going to be with C4.
Oh, man.
And they were going to paint the ISIS symbol. He was going to paint the ISIS symbol on the kangaroo before he let it loose.
John, what's going on down under? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, Robert. That's a pretty wild story.
Look out for the kangaroos, my friend. All right. Well,
what do you say to that, right?
Right. I don't know. Willoughby, wallaby, woo. An elephant went boom. No, I don't know. I give up. John Rappaport, my friend, thanks for being with us. It's always great to have you on board.
Great, Robert. Thanks a lot.
Lots more coming, folks. Remember, on the Robert Scott Bell Show and everywhere else, if you can remember it, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.